Hello, my name is Anne Pearson and I'm a lawyer in the Court of Protection team of Boies Turner. I'm joined today by Amy Idden of AI Case Management. Amy is a case manager and founder of her own independent case management company. Amy, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
There are many people who have never heard of a deputy, and likewise, your profession of being a case manager is also something that many people have never heard of. I personally have long been curious as to how professionals such as you have heard of and then become a case manager. So, Amy, how did you become aware of case managers and what made you then decide to be one?
So I had a fairly long run in my career to being a case manager. So I am a nurse by background. I started my career in healthcare working with children with disabilities in the community before I trained to become a nurse. Then I did my nurse training, qualified in 2009 and became a district nurse initially. So we would go in and out of people's homes who couldn't get into the GP surgery for any reason. So that gave me quite a broad understanding, I suppose, of lots of different needs of various different people, and then made the decision in 2012 to become a kind of specialised in the neurological field. So I became a lead nurse of a brain and spinal injuries unit at that point and went on to manage an early onset dementia service for the same provider. And then following that became the registered manager for three neurological services for that company in Milton Keynes. And then became the registered manager for Brain and Spinal Injuries Hospital, which is where I first came into contact with case managers. We had a lot of patients with us who had case managers running their care and their rehabilitation, and they were paying for their places essentially through the litigation claims. So that's how I first came into contact with case managers.
Well, you certainly had a very interesting background, that's for sure. So how would you describe what a case manager actually is?
There's a question. So fundamentally, case managers coordinate and kind of orchestrate all the other professionals involved with these therapy and care and rehab. So they will often sustain a life-changing injury and need lots of different elements of rehab, lots of different people involved in their care. And we coordinate that. So we'll look after clients who have experienced spinal injuries, brain injuries, birth injuries, amputations, complex orthopedic conditions, lots and lots of different things, dependent on the condition, dependent on the age of the person and where they're at in their journey. They might need different things from us, but our role is to pull all of the pieces of the puzzle together to plan and implement and then review and coordinate all of the care, therapy, accommodation, education, social needs, all sorts of different aspects of their life for that client. So we tend to be the kind of the centerpiece, I suppose, in what's happening and pull together everything that's needed for that person and provide the continuity to that client whilst liaising with all the different stakeholders that are doing their part in that puzzle. And the hope is that obviously we get the client to achieve their potential.
Right. So within all of that, which is obviously quite complex, what type of things is a case manager required to do?
It's a really, really wide-reaching role. It's very varied. And people have asked before if there's a kind of what does an average day in it for a case manager look like? And you really can't say that it is really different day to day. So one day I might be property searching for a client. Another day I might be completing interviews for care staff for a client. The next day I might be going to a clinical appointment with another client. Essentially, we are there to advocate for that person and act in their best interest to help them access the best therapy and the best care and the best treatment that we can, so that things do look really different day to day. Most important role really is to build a positive relationship with that client, because we end up being often their sounding board and their confidant. And it's really essential that there is a relationship that's built on trust between us as case manager and client, because often we're the only person that they can come to with certain things. And that will dictate what then comes out of those conversations.
I completely agree with that. I mean, you and I have worked together for some time now on matters that I manage for deputies at Boies Turner. How would you describe the link between a case manager and the deputies that you work with?
I think it really is. It's such a vital relationship, that relationship. There really does need to be trust between case manager and deputy. From my side, I know that I need to trust that a deputy is going to support me when I recommend something or recommend a specific piece of equipment or a specific intervention, I need to know that they trust me to have researched that properly and be able to justify the spending of that money on that particular thing, whatever that thing might be, and that they're going to support me with that, obviously, you know, as long as funds are available. I'm sure from your side that you need to know that I've done all of those things. You need to know that case managers have done that due diligence and made sure that they have ticked all those boxes and they have looked at all the different options, because as a deputy, fundamentally, you know, your job is to make sure that their money is managed effectively. So yeah, I think that relationship is really key. And, you know, there've been cases in the past where that relationship hasn't been as positive, and there've been lots of cases where it has been, and it definitely makes things easier, especially when you're managing difficult situations or difficult scenarios for clients, if that relationship is a positive one.
I mean, absolutely. I know that those of us on the deputy side rely a lot on our case managers. I mean, you know, the work that you do for us is invaluable. What would you say was the most rewarding part of being a case manager?
I would say that it's being able to follow a client's journey from start to finish. I think I've done lots of jobs, different jobs in different aspects of healthcare, where you get a snapshot of that person. You see one small part of their journey. As a therapist or as a nurse, we can see a very small part of that journey. But as a case manager, we're often picking clients up at their lowest ebb at a very difficult time. And we're then carrying that through, hopefully, to putting all of that intervention in place to get them through to a more positive place in their life and having a positive impact on their future. And I think that is definitely one of the most rewarding parts of being a case manager, because we know from feedback from clients that have got further down the line that those immediate weeks and months post-injury can be so frightening for everybody involved. So to be able to support somebody through that period and get them to a point where they feel more positive about life is really rewarding.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. It's the same really for the deputies. Would you say there's a downside to being a case manager?
I mean, I really love my job. I absolutely love my job. It's definitely the best job that I've ever done through my career. I'd say that one downside is that you're not always able to provide the therapy or the equipment for somebody that you know is going to help. And it might be because of the litigation process. It might be because liability hasn't been admitted yet, or we haven't got access to interim payments for some reason. And it is really frustrating to sit on the periphery and know that there is something that could really help somebody and not be able to get access to that, because fundamentally we only do this job because we want to help people. So it is difficult to know that there is something that could help that you can't get access to for whatever reason. So that can be frustrating sometimes.
No, absolutely. I agree with that. The work that you do is very varied, so I'm sure you've come across some interesting and unusual situations that you've had to deal with as a case manager. Have you got any that spring to mind?
They happen all the time. And I suppose as case managers, we try to jump to whatever we need to do to make sure that somebody's getting the help and the support that they need. So that can lead us to doing some weird and wonderful things sometimes. You know, I had lots to do with lots of custodial issues for a client that had a brain injury and wasn't given the appropriate advice. He also wasn't English speaking. So that was all very interesting, having to sort of navigate that and unpick that. I had a client who was desperate for a dog, but was a wheelchair user and wasn't going to be able to poo pick for the dog in the garden. So he needed to find somebody who could poo pick for him and go around once every couple of days and pick up the poo in the garden. We had a client who was desperate for a really snazzy wheelchair. So we managed to find somebody who could customize the wheelchair by graffitiing essentially on it. The client loved it. And we've done anything and everything from, you know, packing boxes to move people and shoving them in the boot of the car to make sure that things got done. I've gone and picked up a standing frame from a school once and taken it round to somebody's house because transport wouldn't pick it up. We've done all sorts. There's all sorts of weird and wonderful, interesting situations that we end up finding ourselves in.
Well, it's quite incredible, the variety, and equally fascinating. And just the example of you having to find somebody to pick up dog poo for a client, for me, is a perfect example of why deputies rely on case managers. It's an incredible example. I know that quarter protection work can be very demanding, but it also is varied. But as a result of that, it's not something that suits everyone. And would you say that it's the same really for somebody being a case manager?
Yeah, I would. It's not for everybody, this job. It needs an ability to lateral think and an understanding that not every case is going to be the same, and you might not be able to achieve something for one person that you can for another, because there's so many moving parts with each case that you can't always achieve that. But I think also we are building a bond with people that we have to maintain. They have to be able to trust us. They have to be able to rely upon us. So I know that myself and the case managers that I work with are very keen to make sure that we're always available. And sometimes that means that, you know, your day-to-day life can be infiltrated by work. There's no getting away from that. And I think we need some very understanding families at times when we're dealing with issues, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know, it's not every day and it's not every week, but we would always want to make sure that we are available to people as and when they need us, which obviously isn't for everyone. And I think also there needs to be an acceptance sometimes that you can't always fix things straight away for people. And I think some people would find that really frustrating too. So it's a niche job, doesn't suit everybody, but for the people that it does suit, most people I know that are case managers and they really love it.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's very similar to the work that deputies do as well, for very similar reasons, I think. Mm. Well, Amy, thank you for talking with me today. The insight you've provided into the life of a case manager has been fascinating.
Thank you.
For further information on deputyships, personal injury trusts, or the Boyce Turner Court of Protection team, go to the Boyce Turner website and click on the link to Court of Protection. If you would like further information on case management, you can contact Amy and her team at AI Case Management via her website or by calling 07724 089202. Thank you.